Also wenn ihr Youngblood kennt, dann ist die Chance relativ groß, dass ihr ihn wegen diesem Song kennt, beziehungsweise ihn mit diesem Song kennengelernt habt. I Love You, Will You Marry Me. Damit ist er bekannt geworden im letzten Jahr, wenn ich mich recht erinnere. Und jetzt ist er hier im Studio. Welcome to the show, Youngblood.
Yo, how are you, man?
God. What happened? Why are you so excited?
Good old energy, man.
Did you just wake up?
Good old ADHD, baby.
What is your secret to this type of energy?
Just Dr. Pepper and, like, I don't know, just high on life, man.
All right. Should we all scream? Should we scream the interview?
Yes, man.
All
let's
right.
go.
Okay. So, Youngblood, you're 20 years old. You're from Doncaster, which people usually just know for it being the airport if you want to go to Sheffield.
Yeah, man. If you want to go to Sheffield. But as I say, no, Donny, it's like a small town in the UK.
Is it good? Is it great?
It's
is
all
it,
right,
is
man,
it weird?
It's kind of a bit grey, a bit miserable. But there's like a big old sense of like camaraderie from there. If you're from there, it's like solidarity.
Okay. Solidarity usually means that there's not a lot to going
yeah, there's,
on,
there's
but you
not a lot
stick
going
together.
On, but everyone sticks together. Yeah.
All right. What is the most famous thing about Doncaster apart from the airport?
Nothing really. I think we
there's
got
not
a good,
statue, not a museum.
We got a good fish and chip shop. That's about it.
Okay, Youngblood erzählt, er kommt aus Doncaster, was ja eigentlich der Flughafen nur für Sheffield ist und da gibt's nichts Besonderes außer gute Fisch und Chips, aber alle halten zusammen, weil sonst gibt's ja nichts zu tun. Youngblood, the Vogue Germany called you the hip-hop punk rebel from the generation Brexit that the world needs right now. People do seem to expect quite a lot of you.
Yeah, I mean,
what is that supposed to mean? Are you that hip hop punk rebel from the generation Brexit? That's awful.
And to be honest, man, as I say, man, I write crossover songs. Like, for me, man, rock and roll's in such a position where it's got stale. It needs to be reinvented in a way that's exciting again. And I just write songs about what I'm mad about. I write songs about what I see that's going on in the world, because at the end of the day, man, my generation right now is so intelligent. We genuinely see a future that we want to be a part of.
Yeah.
And that we want to obtain. But it's almost been held back by a generation who are blinded by a cataract of old ideologies.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we know the future we want, man. And I don't think people are singing about that in popular music, you know. So I just needed to write music with a message, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Also, die Vogue Germany hat ihn den Hip-Hop-Punk-Rebel aus der Generation Brexit genannt, den die Welt jetzt gerade braucht. Und Youngblood macht gerne Songs, die auch was zu sagen haben, weil das passiert irgendwie in Popmusik hauptsächlich eigentlich gar nicht. Sometimes really people reject entertainers who have something to say. There seems to be like this impression that entertainers just have to, you know, tone it down play a song.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that bores me.
Do you get a lot of that?
Not really, because we do it in a way that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's almost like a Trojan horse. It's disguised in a song that makes you want to jump about and like push each other and fight and have fun. You know what I mean? It's like it's hiding a message in something, because I never want to preach to people, because I ain't got all the answers.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I just know, I'm just only saying what I think and trying to encourage people to say what they think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is there a line between Youngblood, the person on stage, and Dominic, who's just, you know?
To be honest, not really. I'm pretty mad. I'm usually, I'm just me. That's what I think. I think you can kind of, we only started getting really successful when I was just being myself.
All right.
You know what I mean? I think that's a big message for Youngblood, man. I want people who come to see my shows to feel like they can, in this community, feel fundamentally themselves and not be afraid to be who they are genuinely.
Yeah.
Not, you know what I mean? I think if you're yourself and people don't like you, then they're not just meant to be in your life, you know?
All right. Also Youngblood macht auf jeden Fall aggressive Crossover-Musik, wo er mehrere Genres zusammenschmeißt und will, dass Leute abfeiern dazu, dass er eigentlich aber auch währenddessen was zu sagen hat. You like to push a button or two, isn't it?
Oh yeah, man. Always. That got to keep people on their toes, you know?
What works best at the moment? Which song does your mom hate the most?
Oh, probably my new one, Loner.
What is that one about?
It's kind of about feeling lonely, even though you've been surrounded by people. You know what I mean? It's kind of, I wanted to write it to bring people together in a way that it's okay to be alone in the way you think. It's okay to be individual in the way you look, talk, dress, seem, because a lot of people feel like they can't be themselves because people have an opinion about them just because they don't fit into the molds that society provides us with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't, for me, man, I only learned that I could be myself when I found a community. I want to destroy the boundaries between a pop star in inverted commas and a fan base.
Yeah.
I want it to be a community. I want to build a community of people, man, that feel the same, because if there's 20,000 of us shouting, they can't ignore us, you know?
Yeah. What would you say when you say you found your community? What is that community
the
that you found?
The fan base, man. The fan base, the people who
listen to
them.
So you created, basically, a community.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, yeah. For me, initially, when I wrote the first music, it was me saying what I think. But yeah, it became less and less about me the more and more people started getting involved.
Yeah.
And it just kind of blew up really quickly. And all the shows started selling out. All the we start getting recognized in the street. And it became a community, and it became less and less about me and more about us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what's important to me.
Okay, also die Community, die Youngblood mit seiner Musik hier geschaffen hat, die könnt ihr heute Abend treffen in Musik und Frieden, wenn ihr denn eine Karte habt. Wenn nicht, dann bleibt dran, wir verlosen nämlich noch ein paar Gästelisten-Tickets und wir hören jetzt den Song, über den Youngblood gerade geredet hat, nämlich Loner. Neue Musik von Youngblood, Loner, hier gehört in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und da hören wir schon die Stadionchöre hinten drin. You already have the football choirs here in the background of the single.
Man. That is actually recordings of real crowds that we played to every night across America.
So this is a mixture of different crowds?
Yeah,
or?
Man, loads of different people. I think there's probably about 5,000 people in squashed into one track.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, it's not crazy. That.
You just told me before we started talking here on air that you're going to the States also, but it's not your first time in the States.
No, man. It's kind of, we've been there. It's weird. Like, I couldn't believe it. It just started, we released music and everywhere there was a demand for it. And I was like, wow. And it really kind of took me by surprise. So we're just going everywhere. Australia, America, Asia, Europe, the UK, Ireland, like everywhere, South America. We went to Mexico last year and it was just crazy in Mexico, mental.
Would you say your music is specifically British, or is it something everybody would know what to do with it?
I would say like it's got a British element because obviously my accent, but I just try and make it as kind
but
of
the topics, the issues that
the
you
issues,
talk about?
No, it's worldwide, man. I think I've realized that my generation right now, when I speak to people in Berlin, Hamburg, Cologne, Australia, Nijmegen in Holland, Mexico, I don't know, Austin, Texas in America, we're all thinking the same things, because for our generation, it's become more about the world and less about each other's countries.
Yeah, yeah.
We care about the state of the world, and that's why I'm writing these songs, because I genuinely care about the state of the planet, you know?
Ja, also ein Superstar für die nächsten 10, 20 Jahre vielleicht. Also Youngblood selber ist erst 20 Jahre und macht aber Crossover-Musik, mit der er gerne auch die Leute zum Nachdenken bewegen will. Allerdings, die Videos sind irgendwie relativ irre auch teilweise. In your visuals, I would say you go for a very specific kind of crazy.
Yeah,
why is that?
I wanted to put out videos that make people shocked and make people feel something. You know what I mean? I think I never want to be stale. And if someone can see, if someone sees my train of thought, if someone knows what I'm thinking and going to do next, I've done my job wrong.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, he did that. Because I loved artists like David Bowie. I loved artists like Lady Gaga, Marilyn Manson, Mick Jagger at the Rolling Stones, who would do this crazy stuff. And people would be like, whoa, I would never expect that, you know?
But there's nothing worse than a boring pop star.
I agree.
We have a lot of those in Germany. German pop stars are famous for being boring.
Yeah.
If you're boring, then your chances of becoming a pop star are actually bigger.
Yeah, exactly. And that's whatever. It's like whatever.
But going for crazy can sometimes be a bit of a risky business. I mean, for every Heath Ledger Joker, there's a Jared Leto Joker.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and people are like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
Like, how do you decide what is too much and what's not?
I just kind of go with my gut and go with my instinct, and all I'm ever going to be is real. You know what I mean? All I'm ever going to do is tell the truth, and people are either going to like it or not. And I don't really care if people don't like it. I think it's music's so cool because it's open to so much interpretation all the time. You know what I mean? And I think that's an amazing thing about art, man. Like, I don't want everyone to like me, because if everyone likes me, then you're boring.
Yeah, and if nobody hates you, nobody loves you.
Exactly.
Right?
Love or hate, man, it's an obsession.
And it's basically two sides of the same thing.
Yeah, I love that. I agree. Mm.
Right. How does the music and your sometimes insane visuals that people come to know from the videos, how does it translate to the stage show? Also, wie setzt er das auf der Bühne?
Oh, it's crazy, man. It's like, it's been mental. Like, everyone does not stop jumping. Like, tonight, it will be bouncing. Every single venue has just been electric. Like, I'm so happy with documenting video and everything because I don't want to miss a single second because it's just exploding right now, like full of energy, not just in terms of getting bigger, in terms of every room is exploding with joy and energy and madness. And it's just like, it just gives me faith, man. And it just makes me want to go even harder and work harder.
But this is kind of like the stuff that happens with the audience. I was thinking about, like, do you translate your videos to the stage, or is it basically just straight up a rock show?
Oh, it's both, man. We got lights, we got visuals, we got everything, we got smoke, we got.
But you don't have costume changes or something like that.
You're not going full Gaga for that. Not full Gaga yet, man. But yeah, man. As I say, I want to get to that place eventually, but. As I say, like, I want to bring rock and roll back to youth culture again, you know, because it's got very lost.
Ja, das stimmt auf jeden Fall. Also Youngblood sagt, er will den Rock and Roll zurück zu den jungen Leuten bringen. Und vorhin, als Musik gelaufen ist, habe ich ihn gefragt, wie lange es wohl dauern wird, bis er Stadien spielt. Er meinte so 2-3 Jahre und dann spielt er 80.000 Leute Stadien. I wish you all the best for your plan to play stadiums in 3 years of 80,000 people. Go. I would like to be one of them.
Hell yeah, man.
Have a lot of fun at the show tonight.
Can't wait.
We're giving away some guest list spots. Wir haben Gästelistenplätze, wenn ihr zu Youngblood heute Abend gehen wollt, ins Musik und Frieden, und zwar 2x2 Freikarten haben wir dafür. 030-2000-9000 und vielleicht habt ihr Glück und kriegt die letzten Gästelistenplätze für diese Show, denn sie ist ausverkauft. Youngblood, thanks for coming to the
show.
Return always, please.
Hell yeah, always, man. Rock and roll star.
Tell us something about the last song that we hear from you in this show. It's Kill Somebody.
Yeah, man, this is about a really dark...
That's not a very positive message.
No, to be honest, it's actually about a really dark place I found in my head. And it's about, like, me kind of being really anxious and depressed. And it's actually a positive song because it allows me to kind of talk about my anxiety and talk about what's going on in my head. And I want to encourage that. You know what I mean? If you are feeling anxious, if you are feeling down, you put an outlet, talk about it, because you're not alone out there, man. You're not alone at all.
Okay, also, falls ihr euch alleine fühlt, Youngblood ist für euch da. Dieser Song steht exemplarisch dafür. Kill Somebody. See you next time, Youngblood.
See you, man.